Okay, thank you. My name is Örjan Frid, and I started my new assignment as CEO this very morning, or actually formally late Friday afternoon. So we have had a lot of information this morning. I'm not 100% on top of all figures, so Fredrik will run you through the report. But before we do that, I would just like to comment on the work that we have done in the board of directors since we started in late April. I think when we came in as newcomers, the four of us, we saw that we needed to address two things. The balance sheet, and to some extent, we have addressed parts of that today with the write-down that you can see in the report, and Fredrik will comment that a bit more later on. And the second thing is the business model or the business proposition to the marketplace. Seeing a company that for a number of years had a decline in the revenue stream, you need to address the market proposition and what we can get from the turn of the tide to get a better situation. And we are in a depth development phase together with Grow, a company outside of Eniro, to find a more sophisticated or more broader version of what we can offer to our customer base so that we can see that they find value for their sending money in our direction, which I think have been a little bit of a problem for the last years, that you can see in our decline in revenue streams. But we're in the middle of that work, and we will, during the rest of this year, work hard with that, and we'll come back to you when we have more to comment on that situation. But that is one of the main concerns for me as entering this company as CEO, to really drive top line in the company and come back to a growth position. So that was my short introduction, and Fredrik, please go into the Q2 report and do as you usually do.
Thank you, Örjan. As I said, my name is Fredrik Sandelin, and I'm the CFO of the group. I would like to start with shortly explain the date. I mean, originally, the date for the quarterly report was set at July 15th, and Eniro's new board after that started with an analysis of the company's businesses and capital structure. That work was seen as necessary to complete prior to the publication of the second quarter's report, and therefore we moved the date forward to August 24th. As the work now has been finalized, the board decided after the board meeting on Friday last week to prepone the publication of the quarterly report to August 12th, i.e., on Friday last week, because otherwise some of you might wonder what happened and why all these dates. With that, please go to the next slide. This is today's agenda. We will start by giving you the highlights from the last quarter. We will also give you the latest traffic numbers and the latest updates related to both user and customer experience. And finally, I will give you the financial details. Please go to the next slide. I want to start off with highlighting some of the most important financial details in the report. Just as in previous quarter, we see clear effects of our efficiency-enhancing activities. Our earnings improves, but revenues continue to drop. In Q2, total operating revenues decreased by 22%, reaching 496 million Swedish kronor. Compared to the previous quarter, i.e., the first quarter of 2016, we see, though, a much more modest decrease of only 2%. Our important core digital revenues, within desktop and mobile search decreased with 16%, reaching 339 million Swedish kronor in the second quarter. On the positive side, though, these revenues have now decreased less than our overall group total revenues for three consecutive quarters. EBITDA increases, just like in previous quarters, in Q2 by 137%, reaching 116 million Swedish kronor. The EBITDA margin comes in at  23.4%. Total operating costs were 374 million Swedish kronor, lower in the first half of 2016 compared to the same period last year. and as much as 201 million Swedish kronor lower in the second quarter compared with the same period last year. Our new board has initiated an in-depth analysis of the company's operations and strategy. In connection to this, an impairment test was conducted of the group's intangible assets, which resulted in a recognition of an impairment loss of 873 million Swedish kronor. With this said, I now want to go into some details on what we have done in Q2, so please go to next slide. Our actions in the second quarter has, of course, been focused on reversing the negative trends in our revenues. As said before, the starting point is to stabilize our customer base. Once that is achieved, we expect the digital revenues to improve. There are more or less actions within three aims that we concentrate on. First, to reduce churn. By changing how we contact and present offers to customers, we've already achieved a significant decrease in customer complaints. It has decreased 65% since January 2015 until end of June 2016. To improve customer relations further, during the last couple of months, all customers, old and new, have been offered to include their logotypes for free. Further, we are intensifying our focus on win-back activities. Dedicated sales teams in each country has been assigned various tasks. The second area is that we are improving our prospect sales. In the second quarter, we launched a new entry product in Sweden that is very attractively priced, only 995 Swedish kronor. It has proved extremely popular, and we have won many new customers with this offer. We will launch a similar offering in Denmark during the third quarter, and we currently have a dedicated and successful prospect sales team in Sweden, and are now considering setting up similar teams in our other markets as well. Third, actions that will address both churn and prospect sales. We have continued to our rollout of offering advertising and subscription contracts, or evergreen. This offer has now gone from being a pilot to incorporated to our total product offer in Sweden and Denmark. In Norway, it will be launched during the fall. More sales representatives are participating in Google training, and we have increased the number of teams that offers Google AdWords. In Norway, we've introduced it in telesales. In Sweden so far, it is still only offered by field sales teams. We will introduce Google AdWords in Denmark during the fall. The last area, we continue to focus on reducing staff turnover within our sales organization and have been rather successful in that area. Besides the actions purely related to the customer base, we of course continue to develop our offering and our search site. Total traffic to our site reached 8.2 million visitors per week during Q2. Total leads reached 3.1 million clicks per week during the second quarter, an increase with 12%. Our nautical app for Sjön is often ranked number one in its category in App Store. Total downloads of for Sjön and our navigation app have since year-end increased 23% and 17% respectively. Please go to the next slide. Following this summary of activities in the second quarter, I will now give you the most recent traffic numbers as well as highlights and our latest product development. So please go to the next slide. This is the total traffic to all our search sites measured as unique browsers. For 2015, on a group level, we saw an increase of 4%. Now, for the first half of 2016, we see decreasing numbers. For the group as a whole, minus 2%. The most important reason is that we, as of July 2015, have stopped buying traffic via Google AdWords. That is also the main reason for the decrease in Sweden during this period. Traffic in total are though still at a good level. So all in all, we are not too concerned about that, as there's a clear explanation to it. Please go to the next slide. Our most important KPI is click on lead. A click on lead is a click that the user performs on any element on the customer's app. It can be a click to display the phone number, a click to a home page, a click to a route description, or a click to the info page, et cetera. We are continuously seeing that this figure is increasing. It has increased for 10 consecutive quarters in a row. For the full year 2015, it increased by 13%. In Q2 2016, it increased by 12%. Year to date, it has increased by 7%. To address our customers' obvious demand for return on their marketing investments, we have since May started to hide the phone numbers in the ads. The visitor must click to see the full number. This change makes it possible to provide our customers with more accurate data on the number of referrals they get from their advertisements at our search site. Please go to the next page. The amount of unique visitors per week to our site has increased slightly compared to Q1 and reached on average 8.2 million in the second quarter of 2016. These visitors perform on average over 80 million searches per month. Of these visits, the share of mobile users continues to increase. Mobile traffic to our site reached a share of 39% of all traffic in the second quarter of 2016. This is in line with the global overall market trend. Desktop traffic decreases and mobile traffic grows. Please go to the next page, the next slide. To continue to drive traffic to our search sites, we're continuously launching improvements, updates, and totally new features. The most important launches in Q2 have been the Nautical app in the Europokön has, among other things, been updated with AIS information. Ratings with TripAdvisor and Facebook links have been added in all our local search sites. And CrackDK in Denmark has been updated with real estate borders and bicycle routes. Improving the content of our services is crucial to attract visitors. Please go to the next slide. With an interesting product that attracts many users, we have a strong offering to our advertisers. As with our approach to our users, we're also constantly working on making our customer offering even more attractive. This quarter, Q2 2016, we have, for example, changed the hit list so that the first page includes no or much fewer unpaying companies. This adds important value to our existing customers. In Q1, we also took the decision to launch a new offering in Norway, Gule Sider Insikt. Or insight. When introduced in Q2, it was very well received and we hope to introduce it in Sweden later in the year. It is made up of a dedicated sales team with very specialists that has the competence to both fully advise the customers on the digital marketing strategy as well as helping them executing it. And last, to strengthen our relationship with existing customers, they have been offered to, without additional cost, add their logotypes to their ads. Even this has, of course, been a much appreciated action by many customers. Please go to the next slide. Now I will give you the financial details of our Q2 results. So please go to the next slide. Total revenue is down by 22% compared to the same quarter previous year. Digital revenue is down slightly less with 20%. For desktop and mobile, that is our core business and by far our largest segment, revenue is down 16%. Excluding currency effects, the reduction here is 14%. For complementary digital products, the reduction in revenue this quarter compared to the corresponding quarter last year is as high as 43%. The large decline is mainly explained by our decision last year to sharply reduce the sales of Google AdWords as a result of weak profitability. As mentioned earlier, we have renewed our agreement with Google and have now started to sell it again, but in a more profitable way. Revenue from print declined with as much as 46% and from voice with 20% as a result of the shift to digital search channels. The reduction for voice is actually slightly less than we saw last quarter. As mentioned at the beginning, our big challenge is to stop the decline in digital sales. Focus is now on stabilizing the customer base through various activities mentioned earlier. Please go to the next slide. This graph shows the revenue split between our different categories. Digital revenue now accounts for 75% of total revenue. That is an increase from 73% at the end of 2015. The relative share of digital revenue continues to increase. The relative share of print revenue is going down to 5% compared to 9% at the end of 2015. Voice is relatively stable at 20% share of the revenues. Please go to the next slide. This bridge explains the reduction in revenue between the years. Approximately 2.5% of the reduction in revenue is explained by the weak Norwegian krona. Please go to the next slide. This slide shows the level of revenue allocated between our different countries. Excluding the currency effects with the weak Norwegian krona, the three Scandinavian countries all show a decrease in the range from 20 to 24%. Finland is presenting a lower reduction than the other Nordic countries. In Finland, we are only represented by the voice business. In that voice business, we also have some call center operations that are less affected by the reduction than the normal directory assistant services. For the Polish businesses, the reduction is 7%. Please go to the next slide. Even if revenue is down with 22%, we have been successful with increasing our profitability, here shown as EBITDA. That goes for both EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA in absolute terms and margin-wise. We can see that our cost reductions have a clear impact on improved profitability. Total operating costs were 374 million Swedish kroner lower in the first half of 2016 compared with the same period last year, and 201 million Swedish kroner lower in Q2 compared with the same period last year. The adjusted EBITDA margin is at the highest level seen since late 2014. Please go to the next slide. The important message on this slide is that despite falling revenue compared to the corresponding quarter last year, we see an improvement in both EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA. We also see a positive, and more positive than last year, operating cash flow. Please go to the next slide. As you can see on this graph, our interest-bearing debt continues to decrease. Net debt at the end of 2014 was 2.2 billion Swedish kroner. The debt was strongly reduced in second quarter in 2015 as an effect of the rights issue of shares, the issue of convertible bonds, and the amortization of bank loans. At the end of 2015, the net debt was down to 1.2 billion Swedish kroner, almost half the amount compared to the beginning of the year. The ratio of net debt to EBITDA is reduced during the second quarter of 2016 from 3.2 at the year end to 2.5 at the end of the second quarter, as an effect of both the reduction in net debt and an increase in EBITDA. 30 convertible bonds have been converted during the second quarter of 2016. Of the 2,500 convertible bonds that were issued, 164, or 33%, have already been converted into common shares. Let's go to the next slide. In connection with the preparation of the quarterly report, a new impairment test was performed of the value of the company's intangible non-current assets. A downward adjustment of anticipated revenues and earnings performance together with an elevated risk assessment resulted in a need to recognize impairment losses of 873 million Swedish kroner for goodwill, of which approximately half is attributed to the high risk premium and about half is attributed to the downward adjustment of the anticipated revenues and earnings. Of the write-down of goodwill, the largest part is attributable to the local search operation in Norway. The new assumptions used in the asset valuation underline the importance of the comprehensive review initiated by the board and group management of, for example, the business model, corporate structure, and capital structure. Please go to the next slide. This was what we wanted to tell you all about the results for today. Now we're happy to open up for a Q&A session, and I hand over to the operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. And please hold until we have the first question. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, you will have to press 01 on your telephone keypad now. As there are no questions being registered, I will return the conference back to you guys. We do have one question registered from the line of Richard Lingemark, who's a private investor. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes. I was wondering about this impairment test and that you would not be able to fulfill the quarterly in Q1 2017. You would not be able to fulfill the requirements for the banks. And I was wondering, since the EBITDA is going up all the time, how can this come, that this will happen in Q1 2017?
The plan that underlies the impairment test is based on a the board will present programs during the autumn. Even if EBITDA is going up, our absolutely biggest problem is that revenue continues to decline. And the program that the new board will initiate will include actions that short-term, as also is mentioned in the interim report, short-term will affect profitability in a negative way. It's kind of an investment that we need to make for the future. So that is the main reason behind it.
But there is no plans to hand out new shares for the time being?
No, it's not.
And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, you will have to press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And there will be a further pause whilst questions are being registered. As there are no further questions registered, I will return the conference back to you guys for closing comments.
Okay. We have no further questions, and if there would be any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact either Fredrik or myself offline. And thank you very much.